Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Emalahleni, and Sunin, in 20, Johannesburg, 19 grade.
Over in Parktown, M1 southbound, a crash before Empire Road, queuing traffic. Bedford View, N12, R24 westbound, a crash before Gerloolies.
Die Automobielassosiasie voorspel 'n verhoging in die prys van brandstof. Woordvoerder Eleanor Mamvimbela sê motoriste kan van volgende maand 'n verhoging verwag van 38 sent per liter. Daar's egter moontlik goeie nuus vir dieselgebruikers.
Diesel is set to decrease by 35 cents a liter, while illuminating paraffin is also set to come down by 28 cents a liter. A review of the data shows that the expected increases in the cycle under review are a result of fluctuations in international product prices that took a sharp upward trajectory at the beginning of the month.
Regter Nkosinathi Qili het in die Hooggeregshof in Pietermaritzburg voormalige president Jacob Zuma se privaat vervolging van advokaat Billy Downe en die journalist Karen Moon van die rol geskraap. Zuma het Downe en Moon beskuldig van 'n onwettige uitlek van 'n doktersertifikaat aan die media. Downe is ook die hoofadvokaat in die multimiljoen rand wapentransaksiesaak teen Zuma.
I make the following order. The private prosecution by Mr. Zuma of Mr. Downe and Ms. Moon is removed from the role. Such removal is without prejudice to the rights of Mr. Zuma, Mr. Downe and Ms. Moon.
'n Vrou wat daarvan beskuldig word dat sy die Suid-Afrikaanse agentskap vir maatskaplike sekuriteit bedrieg het deur 'n toelaag te ontvang terwyl sy met die staat gedoen het, gaan in Julie in die beskuldigde bank verskyn. Die verhoor het maandag in die Pretoria Noordstreekhof vervat waar sy aangekla word vir die oortreding van die wet op maatskaplike bystand, bedrog en diefstal.
The Pretoria Regional Court postponed the case against Saratha Moni Sigamoni to 29 July 2024 for cross-examination by the state. Sigamoni's charges emanate from an approved application by SASSA for her to receive grant money, whereas she failed to declare her directorship status to a company that was receiving contracts valued at over 88 million.
Dit dan die nasionale vervolgingsgesag sê Henry Matomane. 5 mense in Khayelitsha en Kaapstad doodgeskiet. Die voorval het vanoggend in Harare plaasgevind. Die motief is nog onbekend op hierdie stadium. Statistieke Suid-Afrika sê inflasie is die laagste 3,5 jaar. Inflasie vir voedsel en nie alkoholiese drankies het in maart gedaal tot 5,1% van 6,1% in februarie. En die Internasionale Monetaire Fonds sê Suid-Afrika se ekonomiese groei vooruitsigte vir die jaar tot 0,9% verlaag. Die fonds het gister sy wêreldekonomiese vooruitsig vir 2024 bekendgestel. Ek is Chanel September. Our top story at this hour, the Automobile Association says motorists could be paying more for petrol next month.
Oh boy. Ja, alle wereld. Okay. Thank you, Chanel. Coming up this hour, we're going to be giving away a 2,500 rand voucher courtesy Centurion Mall and a place in the final for Friday's big prize, the trip for two to Madagascar worth 75,000 bucks. The question on the way, but first.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Adrenaline running through my veins and my skeleton when you say my name and the high, no, it never goes away. Like jumping out of airplanes and swimming with the sharks, that existential feeling when you're staring at the stars. There's a hurricane in my head, but the lightning in my heart makes it worth it. Yeah, I still get nervous when you walk forever. I'm so